Sunday morning class. If you are reading today, it's Canto 1, Chapter 2, verse number 9. Dharmasya
Dharmasya
hi
hi
apavargasya
apavargasya
narto
narto
arto yopa kalpate
arto yopa kalpate
nardasya
nardasya
dharmaikantasya
dharmaikantasya
kama
kama
labhaya
labhaya
hi
hi
smritha
smritha
dharmasya hi
apavargasya dharmasya hi
Atto atto pa yopa kalpate anartasya dharmakantasya kamo labhaya smritaha
kamo labhaya smritaha.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to the sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. Purport. We have already discussed that pure devotional service to the Lord is automatically followed by perfect knowledge and detachment from material existence. But there are others who consider that all kinds of different occupational engagements, including those of the religion, are meant for material gain. The general tendency of any ordinary man in any part of the world is to gain some material profit in exchange for religious or any other occupational service. Even in the Vedic literatures, for all sorts of religious performances, an allurement of material gain is offered. And most people are attracted by such allurements or blessings of religiosity. Why are such so-called men of religion allured by material gain? Because material gain can enable one to fulfill desires, which in turn satisfies sense gratification. This cycle of occupational engagement includes so-called religiosity, followed by material gain, and material gain followed by fulfillment of desires. Sense gratification is the general way for all sorts of fully occupied men. But in the statement of Sutta Goswami, as per the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam, this is nullified by the present sloka. One should not engage himself in any sort of occupational service for material gain only, nor should material gain be utilized for sense gratification. How material gain should be utilized is described as follows, which should be the next sloka, text 10. Om Jnanatirandasya Jnananjana Shlakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manoveshtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Sadati Swapajantikam Vande Shri Guru Shri Yutah Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sankalanatam Tam Satidam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijanakaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahanam Shri Vishakhanam Sya E Krishna Karna Sandhu Dina Bandhu Jagatate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Moste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanam Sude Devi Pranamami Hare Priye वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासन्धेभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। थैंक यू अगेन ड्यू रिस्पेक्ट टू आवर मैनेजर्स। दिस इज अगेन वी आर बैक टू स्क्वायर वन फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो। अगेन वी आर reached the first canto. I guess we're going to start the cycle again. The most important aspect, did we start 13th, 12th and
11th? Just doing this for the marathon.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're going to continue it later. Okay, so I thought that it's, okay, this is a marathon special. Okay. First canto, as such, Prabhupada explains in a very elaborated manner and say that we need to read first canto very often, because it's really important. If you notice, the first or second page of the book itself, it says that creation, Prabhupada explains that that's most important of all this thing is to create. And if you create, it's not just creation is important, it's maintenance which is more important than creation. That's why if we notice that most of the important activities which requires maintenance of this cosmic manifestation is handled by Lord Vishnu himself, and he hasn't given for anyone, either to Brahma or to Lord Shiva. How is it related to this verse? It is actually related to the previous verse, and then it is in coincidence with this one. I'm just going to read the previous verse. It says, Dharmaha any activities, the occupational activities of man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's very, very, very credentials and very important to understand that unless until any activities which we are trying to perform here is of any use to inculcate our faith, confidence and upliftment in our daily life or in our life, in our existence, then our activities are just a waste of time. Because here Prabhupada explains multiple things. It's a small passage, but it has a lot of meaning to this. Prabhupada explains in two, actually the same class was taken by Prabhupada in two places. One was in Vrindavan, the other one was in Detroit. Vrindavan, it was in, I just noted, it's on 23rd April 1974. He took it in Vrindavan. And then he took another class on the same subject matter on the 3rd of August in 1975, Detroit. He explains this very, very elaborately, vividly. Why people are hankering for sense gratification, and much more than that is, when you perform some activities, like an occupational engagement are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. Dharmasya hi apavargasya. You see, the word apavargasya has been explained in multiple places. Even in Bhagavad Gita, the introduction part, Pavarga is being explained, Papa Baba Ma, right? You know, Pa means it's something elaborately, you know, you're pushing yourself. Parishrama means hard work. Then later on it comes as Pena, means foam. It's like given an example of a donkey where it just works very hard just for a few grasses. But you see, our life also goes through the same syndrome. There's not much difference between this. Our life is in between this Pa and Ma. So, in between is Pa and Ma. It's called Pavarga, Papa, Baba, Ma. Ma is Mrityu, Pa is Parishrama. There's a lot of hard work in our daily existence. But in this daily existence, how will we sustain it is through a duty-bound activities or an occupational activities. Unless until you are not responsible for your actions, you are bound to make a lot of mistakes. And the mistakes are not pardonable. It is always, it cannot be excused. And it's, Prabhupada says, it's mandatory. It's just like a example of the characteristic of the living entity is being explained in a very systematic manner of giving an example of how sugar's characteristic is sweet. In the same way, here, the more important activities which an individual living entity is performing as a dharma is also an important aspect. It is not an optional one, and it is a mandatory one. You cannot, unless until, means dharma means you are responsible for an action. And if you don't want to do anything, you don't do it. But if you are doing something, you better take ownership of that. That's what it means here. Anyone who wants to come up in life, or in a slow process or a gradational path, dharmasya apavargasya anartho arthaya kalpate, means general tendency of human nature or ordinary men always go for these four things, right? Dharma, artha, kama and moksha, which is common to every one of us. But this is not enough in order to be situated in a very better place where you are supposed to and you can be. Dharma is something which everywhere, even sarva dharma paritecha, you know, even in, so the word dharma is replicated in so many places in Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is saying that he is emphasizing so much of importance to dharma. But dharma has to be followed not by your own whimsical and own ways and means. It's being designed and defined by the Supreme Lord Himself. Chaturvarna Maya Shishtam Guna Karma Bhagashaha. He has divided everything equally, and then each of the varnas and ashramas have been given a specific segment of activity. That is the dharma, yuga dharma, the dharma of that particular section of the people. So if someone is not following, that means there is a real issue, not with the system. You cannot blame the system, because the system really works well, because it's not being defined by any human intervention. It is being defined by the Supreme Lord Himself. Now, the next aspect is, how do I come out or overcome these four things, which is dharma, artha, kama and moksha? Generally, people tend to go only for these three things, dharma, artha and kama. Dharma also means that if you do some activities, religious activities generally, you are going to get something as a return. Just like in India, it's very popular notion that, you know, you go to the temple and you put some coins in the hundi, the donation box. They think that Krishna is going to see how much I am putting, and so obviously I am going to gain much more. So they think that, and with that mindset they go back. And in the same way, they also do some kinds of yagnas or homas, like the Chandi Homa, where a lot of meat eaters, they look for this as an opportunity. The logic is that anyway, in this Chandi Homa, which has been offered to Mother Durga, Kali, basically in this form, a very ghastly form, so obviously there is going to be a sacrifice. So the idea behind this is not to offer her some sacrifice. The idea is that this guy wants to eat something, which is maybe a goat or a chicken or whatever. So in that context, so he does this yagna. And the output of this yagna is that he gets the prasadam, so called. So in the process, he is actually getting entangled, but he doesn't know that. Who will know this? Is anyone who does not want to use any activities which they perform, or devotional activities or dharmic activities, in terms to gain material benefits, then he is escaped. So in that manner, the devotees are the only one who have got the highest option and possibility for moving out of this cycle of entanglement. Because if you give 5 rupees And obviously you give it to a devotee and the devotee knows how to use it in Krishna service. Or you give a donation. Can you please take this book? Can you give me a donation? Immediately the first thing they do is take that and give it to Krishna. Why? Because they know that moment you give it to the Lord, the money is purified, that person who gave you the money gets purified, and then the act what you are performing in order to increase the Lord's glories, so you are also getting purified. So all the three at one shot, no other system can give you this option, isn't it? You see, this 5 rupees made a lot of difference for not that guy, because he just wants to give. But it made a lot of difference to you. Why? Because Krishna looks at our endeavor. Just like we are all going on, a lot of wonderful devotees are going on a book distribution. It's a pain. Who wants to go out in this cold? It's 1 degree minus 1 degree. No one wants to go. No, everyone wants comfort zones. But why are we going? Because we don't want to go. We are going just only because to please Prabhupada. If Prabhupada is not pleased, our ISKCON is not there. There is no way we will be existing here. We will not see each other. This is the movement which is made with mercy from Srila Prabhupada. It's a simple, fundamental understanding we should come with. This is Srila Prabhupada's mercy. This is Srila Prabhupada's mood of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead through taking his message to the entire globe. Practically everyone is doing wonderful services in some way or the other. Someone is doing a pujari service, someone is doing a book distribution, someone is doing kirtan, someone is reading classes, doing classes. It's fine, fantastic. What else you want? There is no material gain at all, and it is only spiritual gain in this process. You see, this is the process in which someone is being enamored, is being embalmed. He can never escape unless until he himself wants to escape. Krishna consciousness is that purest form of science. A very practical example is given to all of us in way in which how a devotional service can be accommodated in our daily life. You don't need to be a temple person. You can be a congregation. But still, the same process which is applying for a temple person is also being applied to the congregation. So in that manner, whatever we are doing is only to bring our Krishna consciousness in a very uplifting mood. Unless until we do that, we are just wasting our time. Shramayevi kevalam. Notpadaye adhiratim shramayevi. Who is that? Visvakshena katasvayaha. Visvakshena. Who is none other than the chieftain? Right? Visvakshena is Lord. Visvakshena is a representation of Ganesh. He is actually Ganesh is basically the representation of Visvakshena. Visvakshena is Lord Vishnu himself, and he is the chief who removes all the obstacles. So unless until you glorify the Supreme Lord, there is no way by which you can progress. This is a two-way traffic. It's not a one-way traffic. That you just glorify the Lord and then Lord will accept and then give nothing. The Lord also wants to reciprocate, right? The moment you reciprocate to the Lord, Lord reciprocates much more stronger. So in that manner, what we need to do is that we need to do a lot more in order to... Why do we want the Lord to glorify you? We will be wanting to glorify the Lord more. So that is what the theme here is, that this cycle of occupational engagement includes so-called religiosity followed by material gains and material gain followed by the fulfillment of desires. If you have a material desire, Krishna will fulfill, because all the 4 kind of people will come. One of them is to make money kind of people. They also want some money, so they come. Moment they come, they ask for Krishna, please give me money and I want to make a big bank balance. They go. In South India, we have a wonderful temple, Balaji temple in Tirupati. People go there only to make a business deal with the Lord. The Lord has made a business partner and say, Lord, I will give you 50% moment to you. They do that. But unfortunately, after this 50%, the deal is struck. And this guy really goes really well in his business. But he forgets. There are so many instances where the Lord made sure that he pays that 50% exactly. One time there was one very rich, this is a very practical example which I have come across. One time one very big rich businessman, he was total pauper, but he went and made a deal and he made his company name called Venkateshwara Enterprises. He had a sort of real estate business. He made a lot of money in that process. He built a lot of big houses and flats and he sold it out. So he had to, the deal was he will give 50% to the Lord. So he was thinking that, no, I have to go, but anyway, because he is God and I have to go, but still I don't want to give 50%, you know. So what do I do? So he went there, but after you come out of the parikrama of the temple and there is a big donation box, generally devotees put some money. There was a small boy who was trying to put some coins or something on the top. He was not able to reach that donation box. So, and unfortunately for this guy, there was no one in the vicinity. So this guy thought, okay, this boy is trying to put some money. So in order to do that, he lifted the boy and the boy put some money. But in the process, the boy took off his ring and put it down. And the ring was worth that 50% deal. See how all Krishna had to work hard to get that money back, which he had agreed to give. This is very sad state, because people have to come very open-hearted. Nothing belongs to us. From Pa to Ma, we don't belong with anything, right? We are working hard for what? And end of the day, you are going to have a mrityu, and that too, it's going to be very agora. It's going to be very horrible. But the only option by which you can progress, if you are a devotee of the Lord, and you are not looking for any material gain, and you are only looking at serving Krishna and serving Krishna's senses. Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Vrittamam, right? So, this is how it is. When we do that, then automatically our effort is successful and fruitful. Then that is what is wanting here. When we please Prabhupada, the entire Acharyas are pleased, Krishna is pleased. What more we want in life? Just imagine ourselves in just when Prabhupada comes and says, you boys have done a good job, right? I can't believe that. When Prabhupada says this, that means that's the ultimate. So many Prabhupada disciples have given us so many Prabhupada kathas. In that, everyone speaks only about this. Prabhupada saw me. Prabhupada just smiled at me. Prabhupada said, good job. Thank you very much. These are the few words they have cherished all their lives. Imagine, this is what we have to, and this month is only for that attempt. In the South Indian calendar, which is called the Dhanur Mas, which is also in the same period from December 6th to Jan 14th, very auspicious time. It is the time when we glorify Radha. Radha in terms of Andal. So the glorification is done to Srimati Radha, who is the internal potency of the Lord. So in the same way, this is also our marathon month. So whom are we glorifying? Radha. This entire energy, this Bhagavad Gita is an internal potency of the Lord. It is not by any way. It is Krishna's information which is coming internally. It's not an external message he is giving. This is what we have to do. Take up Krishna consciousness much more serious, more stronger, more positive. This is a very positive alternative, and that is what we need to take it. This is what here it is about. This chapter is only about divinity and divine service. It's not material service or its materiality. This is what it is. Prabhupada very clearly says, finally, Prabhupada says, one should not engage himself in any sort of occupational service for material gain only, nor should material gain be utilized for some sense gratification. How material gain can be utilized, obviously, will be read in the next stroke. So, fundamentally, we should not look for any material gain. Material gains will come and go, because spiritual life or spiritual gain is more important. Here, the word artha is material. Paramartha means it's spiritual. So we need to go for paramartha.
not for just artha. That's the point.
Right.
I'll stop here. Any questions?
Probably that this guy that made the deal with Krishna to give him 50%. Why does Krishna want to make a deal?
What does?
Why does Krishna want to make a deal?
Krishna does not want your money, first of all. It is only for your benefit. If he doesn't do the deal work, now obviously you are going to go to someone else. It's better to be with him than with someone else. Which is safer for you? A temple or a bar and restaurant?
No, but the question is that it's now your giver. Krishna doesn't want to make a deal. He can, you
know, Krishna is not interested in making deals with individuals. He's not doing a business deals here. It's only a way by which he is trying to bring you to that, bring you to him. One of the people who are looking for money, who comes towards him. Right? That is why he is going for. He is not interested in anything else. He is Purna, he's complete.
Krishna is so kind to him, he's taken from
that. Exactly. That is the point which we need to look for, Prabhu. This is not what we wanted. Anything else is fine, but this is what we have to look for. How much kind Krishna is? Suddenly someone's coming.
You must have given a very good answer.
He is inspired, isn't it? Krishna is very merciful. He is giving us a chance to live, and he is giving us all his products. He is giving us all his utility points. He is allowing us to utilize everything in this world. The air, earth, water, fire, ether, everything we constituted of. Whatever we are constituted of, he is giving us. He is allowing us to use that. Just imagine, he can allow four and one is not allowed to use. Even if one point fails and we cannot live, all the five panchabhuta has to work in coordination. One of them, if you don't have fire, gone case. If you don't have water and then you have fire, gone case. If you don't have air, it's impossible. So the ultimate point here is, we should be very honest in our attempt to serve the Lord, and we should be ready to take up, and instead of one cribbing, another one is that you're feeling that, oh, I'm being forced to do this. Yes, in one way, Krishna consciousness at initial point of our life will be have to be forced, and it's good. If you don't get forced now, then you're going to make the same mistake later on, and the later mistake is going to be very, very massive. That's not what we want. If you want to make a mistake, if you have a doubt, everything, get it cleared now. Because later on in your life, in Krishna consciousness, no one is going to come and tell you, Prabhu, this is basics. You must be knowing it 10 years, 20 years back. But why are you still asking the same question? Right? It's better to get these things clarified now and down. It's now, not later. But sometimes we do get questions and doubts later on. But those kind of doubts will not be those of basic in nature. It will definitely be much higher in importance. So, but again, Krishna will reveal at right point of time when, what kind of question and answer we need to get the answer from. So it's, but we have to honestly give a 100% try. And we have just finished around 10 days, almost 10 days. So we have 20 more days to run the show. This is for this year, that's what I mean. And then of course Krishna will be pleased and he will give us in abundance. We just have to have little faith, adho shraddha. This faith and trust and confidence in Krishna's words, Krishna's devotee's words, will take us long, long way. We can go, we can imagine. That's why spiritual life is a very dynamic, it's very dynamic. It's the situation and the system itself is very dynamic. It is not static. Even if, just like when we read Bhagavad Gita, every time it gives you another different meanings, and our understandings are very variant. Every time we read, same way this is. That's important, right? So yeah. No questions, good. Thank you. Welcome. not to me, but we'll take more time.
Shri Prabhupada ki
jai,
Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Shri Vishal Gauranga Prabhu ki jai.